so many young deaths, it's always devastating for the whole community, but for the families, it's much more than devastating. There's an empty chair, there's a presence not there. It is just life-changing, to put it in mild terms.
And Stephen was only 19. Tell me more about him.
Stephen was a young man, an ordinary young man in many ways, full of talent, loved music, loved singing, had an interest in mechanical work, and had hoped to start a course for to be able to become a mechanic in the near future. A man with a bright young future, had been an altar server here with ourselves in the cathedral for a number of years, and that's only a couple of years ago, you know. And he just had a lovely future ahead of him with his people, and it's just so sad that he was taken from us in such sad and tragic circumstances.
And it's this whole feeling of a life not lived.
Yesterday I described it as a potential that wasn't fulfilled because of the accident on Thursday morning. He had so much to give, so much to offer, so much to live, and yet because of the accident he was taken from us, and unfortunately the other two as well. And also the people who have been injured, it's, for them too it's a life-changing moment, but it's for those who have died, there was so much to give, and yet they don't get a chance to give it.
Father Kelly, during your homily yesterday, you appealed for motorists to slow down.
Nearly every day, any of us go out on the road, and I'm no exception, I'm no brilliant person at understanding these things, but nearly every day we go out on the road, we'll see a near miss. We'll see someone being careless. And sometimes that person is ourselves. And so we all need to take a collective responsibility to slow down, to be more careful, to be more cautious. But I know when I say those words, that never happens. There is no collective responsibility or change in attitude. It's down to me. It's down to you. It's down to the individual to say, you know, I will allow more time for the journey. I will be more careful today. I will not get distracted by devices or whatever. I will take more care on this journey. And if we do that, each of us individually, then we will have a better road system with people arriving, thankfully, at their destination rather than in a tragic accident.
Because, Father Kelly, more often than not, when a horrific tragedy like this happens, we do hear appeals from the emergency services, from the police, for motorists to slow down. But it's difficult, as you say, to get that message across.
Well, sometimes we think that people never listen. But in these circumstances, there's always one or two who do listen and do make decisions. But instead of one or two, we would like many, many more drivers and users of the road to be aware of the dangers on the road, to slow down, to use high visibility vests when walking, to not to be distracted by phones or other devices, to make good decisions about our journey. Sure, we do get many, many appeals, and they go over our heads a lot of time. But, you know, each and every opportunity we get, we must appeal, because there's too many lives being lost.
Father Kelly, you have the unenviable task of having to find words at a time when there isn't any, because it's just such a heartbreak. How are Stephen's family?
Stephen's family are heartbroken. It'll be a long day before they begin to live life again, but please God, they will begin to live life again sometime. But it's going to be a long time down the road for that to take place, because they are just devastated. One of their closest and dearest has been taken from them in such tragic circumstances. But, you know, God is merciful, and we pray for Stephen that he'll find peace. But we also pray for his family that they'll be given the strength. And I do see that they will be given the strength, but that'll be a long time coming.